Call our meeting to order. We'll start with prayer led by Sherry Veltkamp and the pledge.
We just come before your throne of grace this morning to honor and praise your name. We ask, dear Lord, that in this meeting today that you will be lifted up, that your will be done for Taney County. We ask, dear Lord, that you will just put into these men who lead this meeting today your leadership, dear Lord, that they might not be coming from their own ways, but from your will. We pray for peace over this meeting. We pray for direction, and we pray for your outcome in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Next on our agenda is meeting minutes. We've got November 5, 8, 10, 12, 15, 17, 19, and 22.
I reviewed them. Have you reviewed them?
Yep.
Okay. Motion for approval.
I'll
second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Accounts payable.
Accounts payable.
Any questions or comments on discussion on those?
Mm-mm. There was transfers in there, too.
And that's right. We got transfer on paper, maybe. I think it was. Anyway,
you have them,
transfer.
Yep. So I'll move that we approve accounts payable checks number 32249 through 322596 and warrants 5303, 5304, and 5305.
I'll second that.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, we've got a bid opening. I see Linda back there for sewer infrastructure, and we got Mr. Suti along for questions or whatnot, if we got them.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I've prepared you a list this morning. We have a request for qualifications out. We have 7 responders, so the boxes were quite high in my office.
Okay.
John Suki and I will go back together afterwards and open those. We had requested 13 copies, though, so it made for quite a bit of packages that came in.
Okay.
We do want to get the responders on record, though. Do you want to read those, Jim? Is that okay?
That'd be fine. So the responders on RFQ were Sprinkle & Associates Incorporated from Carthage, Missouri, URS Corporation from St. Louis, Missouri, Evari GIS Consulting from San Diego, California, Great River Engineering from Springfield, Missouri, the Schneider Corp from Indianapolis, Indiana, Villa GIS, Kirbyville, Missouri, Horner & Schifrin Incorporated from Springfield, Missouri. Those are your 7.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you received in, that's what you received?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
By the closing time, that's all we have received at 7.
John, if you wouldn't mind, come up and tell us what our hopes are with.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. The sewer district, there's discussion about our utility system and different things like that. You know, our customer base, where they're located at, and different things, and how we can demonstrate that to the public and to people coming in the office. And also, at the discussion went into the billing and also into the maintenance of the utility. And through those discussions, the idea of having a platform created, a GIS platform that would pull all of the data that we have, you know, pull it together into one place, all of our lines, where they're located at, all of our customer base, our different systems. We have 5 different systems now that we operate and maintain. You know, with Poverty Point, Mount Branson, Lakeshore Drive, Short Creek, and now Ozark Beach. Pull all that information together. There's kind of 3 parts here. One, as far as an administrative usage of having information available for future development, developers coming in the office, the planning of extensions of our existing sewer systems and, you know, showing the population base around the boundaries of our existing systems. The second thing would be in the billing department itself to have all of the customers located on there to where different things can be tagged on to each property if there's an issue there or something like that, and it'd help manage the billing process better. And then the other thing would be the maintenance part of it, and to locate and have all of our sewer infrastructure, all of our appurtenances, our collection lines, pressure lines, pump stations, everything would be mapped out. What we have is the county has the beacon. The mm-hmm. county has basically all the property owners' properties in Taney County and specifically within our sewer boundary areas already identified, so we have that platform. We have our sewer system platform in which we want to overlay that onto the mapping platform that's already existing here with the county. And that's basically a starting point, and that's why the sewer board wanted to go out for a request for proposal to see what it may take to make that occur and what the cost may be. And what we plan to do tomorrow is Ron Daniels and Larry Gardner, myself and Linda, we're going to go through these proposals and we're going to shortlist those down to three, possibly four firms to come in and give a presentation to the sewer board. And then depending on the results of that presentation, we would be coming back to the commission with a recommendation for your gentlemen's consideration and possibly approval. But that's what we're trying to do. Right now, as somebody come in the office, we're pulling out plans and everything. We don't have one platform where we can pull it up on a computer screen and we can go right into it and we can show you as a citizen or as a realtor or as a you know, possible future developer in Taney County where our infrastructure is actually located at. So that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Excellent. Thank you.
Sounds good. Yeah. Questions for John?
As you do that, are you going to have your future projects designated on that?
That is a possibility. What we have, we've got like six layers of this mapping of information that we want to put on there. We've also got some extra layers that we could add to that mapping that have not been identified yet because we didn't know when we was putting this RFQ together really what things we'd want on there. That's one thing that we could do. We could show future project areas as a shaded, as another layer to the map.
And so that the public wouldn't be misled by a date or something, you wouldn't even have to date those, but you could say, you know, you could shade those in different mm-hmm. colors to resemble what is... If not itemized, but a listing of priorities mm-hmm. As far as what this project might cost, what it might be in the future.
Yes, yeah, we have that on paper, you know, in our master plan. But that is a great idea. That's a good suggestion. That's one of the things that, like I said, we could have that on a layer. It's kind of hard to put time frames with things, you know, until you get all the easements acquired. You can't really discuss time frames, but we do have some projects that are probably in the 0 to 5 year out range. That's probably 0 to 10, mm-hmm. depending on a lot of factors. But that would be a good idea for one of the layers.
Yeah. We have people all the time that think, you know, that I get questions in the community, when are you going to have sewer in our area,
mm-hmm. yeah.
this particular area? So then you turn around and you tell them to go to the sewer board. Well, it's Taney County Sewer Board. Why don't you have an idea of when this is going to take place? Mm-hmm. So that would be something that would be able to pull that up. And
that's what we're hoping for, is that this platform would be on the county website. It would be on the sewer district's website. So there's a view-only section where it's, nobody could pull it up and manipulate the data, but you could pull that data up and you could look at that just like we could in the office. If you had a question about that, or you could call us, but you could click it up yourself and you could look at different things. So we want to try to make it user-friendly to the citizens out there also, and try to have that information available. It's just until this time, like I said, you know, we're dragging a bunch of plans under our arms out and rolling them out and all that, and that's what we're trying to do, is condense this into one location where it can, you know, and then It's a lot of work to happen from now to then, but that's what our goal is. A lot of learning. We're on a learning curve here with this also. So.
Okay. What else? Anybody else? All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Linda. All right. Next on our agenda is public comment.
Don Earhart.
Don Earhart. Good morning, Don. Welcome.
Thank you for allowing me to speak concerning the 5-foot flooding by the U.S. Corps of Engineers. This is down on Bull Shoals Lake. This was about a paper that I read from the Taney County Times, and this was on the 17th, and this is concerning Gazee Mills and K-Dock Parks. I'm not at all sure why the Corps of Engineers are raising the lake level, but I'm sure it has to do with dollars and not fish. The proposal made by you commissioners is quite contrary to the stand I thought you gentlemen would take. Question number one, who stands to profit from the raising of the waters? Question two, why would we want to jump into a proposal to take over parks that are going to be flooded on a more regular basis? Question number three, why wouldn't the electric company that benefits from the raised water pool be willing to construct and resurface roads and fix parks affected? Why would you commissioners be willing to, from scratch, surface a 3,300-foot section of road at the Taney County taxpayers' expense? And in rough numbers, I figured this up, and it's going to be between $66,000 and $100,000. Why would you want the water level raised in the Bull Shoals Lake, knowing full well it will lessen the capability of our power site generation plant? Question number six, why aren't you commissioners trying to stop the flooding conditions at the Shadow Rock Park where the county fair and other community events are held throughout the year? And question number seven, has this been a good old boy deal at the taxpayers' expense, or am I missing something? I don't understand the us wanting to cooperate with any of the other state agencies, as it looks like a one-way street and we're going the wrong way with our taxpayer dollars. The U.S. Corps of Engineers has always been known as legitimate thieves, buying up land for nickels on the dollar, and if they couldn't, they would take lands under eminent domain. They were in times past considered a little smart, but look at the wonderful thinking in New Orleans. Gentlemen, a free piece of advice. When you shake hands with the U.S. Corps of Engineers, count your fingers afterwards.
Okay. I know we're not posted. Don, if I could suggest in the future, when you got questions and you know 24 hours ahead of time, call the office, ask them if they would put you on the agenda so we can have a discussion. I'd be happy to try to answer some of these. You've got like about 8 questions there. Some of them I think are fairly simple answered, or somebody else
can
take it off.
They're very simple.
Yeah, go ahead and Chuck, if you want to.
The first one, but again, when you have questions for the commission, it's better if you can get an item on the agenda where other people can participate, and it just makes a free-flowing conversation.
I would have done this, except this has been kind of a holiday thing, and
okay.
Everything has been messed up.
No problem.
Who stands to profit was your first question?
Yes.
This issue of the raising the lake 5 feet has been going on for many, many years. I can't tell you how long. My understanding, it was initiated with Arkansas Game and Fish, or through them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the original person, so to speak, was that came up with the idea. The benefit is, A, first to the fish, but then, of course, after the fish are there, then the fisherman comes along, and revenues come along. It's number one benefit to the water in Arkansas.
So generation of power is the main thing, wouldn't you
no,
say?
No, sir, not
you
at all.
You think the fish...
Let me answer your questions.
Okay.
If I can. My understanding is it's the fish habitat, the amount of water coming through, where they can provide more water coming through and cause the fishing to be better in Arkansas. Arkansas Game and Fish are the ones that are, this went through Congress. It was approved in Congress. There's been a number of meetings, at least a couple, in our area over the last few years. Maynard Wallace comes to mind. He got up and spoke quite strongly, I believe, against this. But it's already been approved. Part of the approval is that Arkansas Game and Fish is required to take care of problems that the rays will cause, parks, roads to Taney County. So to your question of the electric, it is actually, my understanding is, this is what we were told, that Empire Electric will suffer as far as being able to produce the same amount of electricity as this comes on. So they're not going to benefit at all. They will get money. Arkansas Game and Fish, I understand there's an amount been determined to pay them. But I think it was kind of a compromise, and the bottom line, in the long run, Empire may suffer from this as far as electrical production.
Correct.
So I don't know of any electric company that is benefiting that could. You had comment about letting them pay the bill. If I understood you right, I don't see how that would play out, because I don't think they're going to benefit. I think it's the fisheries that's going to benefit. Many people are afraid in those meetings that the raising of the water on Bull Shoals and Forsyth area in Missouri is a negative. But one gentleman came up to me at the meeting out at the Taney Center, and he believes it's a positive. He said the higher level will provide better habitat for the fishes to spawn and whatnot. So that's his opinion. Others don't want the raised level. They don't think it'll be good. They think it's going to cause more flooding.
Well, I know Power Site, the generation at Power Site. I talked with Tom down there,
mm-hmm.
and he says it's going to be very much negative to them.
So why would you think they should be responsible to pay for it? I didn't understand that question, maybe.
Okay. Who on down the line is the generation company? In Arkansas.
Well, I couldn't tell you that.
Okay, that power company is going to be the one ultimately making all the money. A 5-foot raise on Bull Shoals is a tremendous amount of water, mm-hmm. a tremendous amount of generation. It all comes back to dollars. I know everybody says fish. Okay, I'll listen. But I don't believe it for a minute. I mean, this country runs on dollars. People could care. The only people that really care about the production of fish is Bass Pro Shop. Let's face it, people like that that sells gears, boats, things like this for fishermen. They wouldn't let these wastewater treatment plants do what they do if they cared anything about the fish, because it's been horrible.
I don't argue with profit. Okay. I don't argue with profit and business. In fact, I'm in favor of that, too. But I'm also, I like to catch fish. So
I do, too.
The public would profit from better fisheries.
Oh.
Taney County could, if the gentleman I spoke of is correct, that it improves our fishing here, that's good for Taney County, for this person that's fishing or for our economy. So
I got anyway. No problem with it.
Let's see. What else you have here?
Okay. What I want to know is, from scratch, we're going to be furnishing 3,300 feet of road. That's on us.
That's already a county road, Don, and it's been underwater more than it's been. We had a chart that was presented before us, and that chart showed the percentage of time that that's underwater, and that's already a county road, and they're supplying the money to raise it 5 feet, and we're putting a top on it that we'd be putting on it on a regular basis anyway. We had a discussion about the asphalt. We had a discussion about chip and seal, and that's on a regular scheduled topping of that road. And so you can say that it's added cost to us, but it is a added. I mean, it's a regular maintenance road of Taney County.
But when they build that road up, it's going to cost more to put a surface on that than resurface. Isn't that correct?
They're going to do all that, Don. They're building it up.
Themselves. Yeah, all we're doing is adding chip and seal.
All we're doing is
$12,000. $12,000 or $16,000, what Frank Preston gave us the estimate.
Oh, correct. But from scratch, it costs more to build a road than to resurface a road.
They're correct? Building the road, Don. I don't
road
know
bed.
I don't know where you get your information from, but we had our meeting with them here at the courthouse, and those minutes would be supplied through disk if you want to get it, but they are supplying the road surface, the base to the top, prepared for chip and seal.
Okay.
That's the way that particular part of that goes.
Very good.
Shadow Rock Park is flooded in the spring because of the requirements that the rice farmers have down in Arkansas. It's a congressional act that changes what our pool level has to be at different months. So, once again, that's a federal level that has zero control. We've, even back in the flood before I came on board, I remember hearing the commission appealing to the federal, at that time, Congressman Roy Blunt trying to get something done. They couldn't change it because it was federal. So it's a pool level issue versus us having anything to do with Shadow Rock Park. It's going to flood because of the decisions downstream.
But if we raise our lake 5 more feet, an additional feet to start with, then it's going to be a lot easier to flood. Isn't that correct?
It should be. Yeah. I mean, it's mathematically, yes, you're correct.
Okay.
The city of Forsyth has a contract with the Corps of Engineers, and the county actually has no property ownership or lease or any other thing to do with Shadow Rock Park.
Correct. Okay. I'm just looking at, you know, cutting down the potential of this park being flooded. Mm-hmm. And the potential is that if they raise it 5 feet, the potential is going to be that park is going to be flooded even more than it is now.
We've had legislators and we've had commissioners and we've had everybody in the community voice those same concerns at these meetings that we attended at the Tri-Lake Center, a big one at Forsyth Schools. Chuck and I went to a big one at Theodosia that concerned all the boat dock owners, so we have been to several meetings, and that very concern has been voiced by and loudly by Maynard Wallace, as he mentioned, and other legislative people, but we have no control over those issues.
Okay. Are you basically for or against it?
I'm against the water raise myself, but it doesn't make any difference whether we're for or against it or not, because the congressional, it's already been passed like 2 or 3 years ago now.
Well, actually, December of 2003, it was actually voted on.
Voted on.
In 2003, it was voted on.
When we had those meetings, though, at that time, they were talking about.
The rice farmer stuff was done in the 50s, probably.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm against it, too, but there's nothing we can do. I mean, at the county level, I mean, because what this ultimately is doing is, with our flood map, our FEMA maps, the small inlets of creeks are actually, there's more flooding going to happen there because of the storage of water. So, I mean, there's more parcels that are going to require flood insurance now because of this.
And okay.
but I'm against it too, but there's absolutely nothing I can do.
All right. Well, that's what I wanted to find out. I wanted to make sure that you guys were doing this because paper, it seemed like, made it seem like that Taney County was just going right along with everything, you know, just happy and content with what's going on, and we're even going to put up bucks and take in parks so that they will not have to contribute their part to them. So.
We've maintained that one park for ever since it's been in existence, I guess, at Kazee Mills Park. There's been agreements, and we had a renewal of an agreement that had a 10-year agreement, and basically they said that it wasn't recognized at Little Rock, but it was at their Mountain Home office. The whole story's on the desk. If I try to go to repeating exactly everything that was said during those conversations, the whole story is on the minutes of that meeting, whatever date that was, and it can be supplied by the clerk's office. But you'll find that we tried to do a Arkansas Fish and Game was here at that meeting, and we tried to negotiate different factors of roads to benefit the citizens of Taney County with the dollars that were available.
Looks like we're all on the same side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Don. Next.
Lindy.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioner. I'm one of your internet fans. And a couple weeks ago, a few things that I heard about that concerned me. But first, I'd like to personally commend Mr. Pinnell for his many years of service to the county, and Chuck, you're gonna be missed around here.
Thanks.
Secondly, I'd like to note the county unemployment figures came out, I guess, last week. We're at 9.1%, gentlemen. Out of 115 counties, there's 74 counties with lower unemployment rates than Taney County. This is October. There's 405 new unemployment claims. That's supposed to be when Branson is at their peak time. I worked in the hotels down there for 5 years. That's not good news, gentlemen. I believe this falls on the County Economic Development Office. I'd question, what have they been doing? Who's the administrator there now? I know that the one that was there is going to be coming to the new presiding commissioner. Is this the kind of work performance we can be looking for? I take this unemployment as a big F on the report card. And my question is why, and I don't expect an answer here, but I'd like to just know what that office has been doing. Thirdly, I was hearing the discussion about the county employee medical insurance. It's gone up 10%. Mine last year went up 28%. I had to pay that out of my pocket. Economy's down. Rule of thumb is economy down, revenues down, benefits go down, not up. Made a bad decision, and I think when we're in this type of economy, everybody has to chip in. You're being very generous to the county employees on the taxpayer money here, and we need to take the citizens of this county into consideration first. And another thing is, Mr. Strahan, I keep hearing you say that you want to balance this budget in 2 years. But what's the significant event in 2 years? What is that, an election event? Why not we start now? Right now, it's not the budget is not being cut. Spending is going up. You're going in the wrong direction. So when's it going to start? And it doesn't need to be on the backs of the citizens. And lastly, I've been hearing all these meetings on the P&Z code book. What a farce. P&Z is broken. Anytime you have to have an attorney to interpret things, it's broken. And my recommendation, and I've sent it to you by email, is to toss out the code book, disband the board, and establish a few ordinances. From what I heard, people don't want their pig farm next to their property or chemical companies or whatnot. We'll establish some ordinances where that doesn't happen and quit meddling in the property owner's rights. And that's basically what I had to come before you today.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Others? That's it. All right. We have nothing under new and old business, so we'll call a short recess and then pick up. And we've got some issues on Farrell with our propane gas, I think, approval and our regular weekly agenda. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here.